You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Oh, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. This is our radio broadcast ministry, Kingdom Sounds. Amen. Well, we're releasing the sound of God, the sound from the third heaven. You know, we got a lot of sounds coming from the first heaven and the second heaven, which is the stratosphere, the second heaven. But we want that sound, oh, glory to God, that's coming from the third heaven. Hallelujah. We look in, and, you know, a lot of times we look up in the sky and we see the our sky, which is the first heaven, the stratosphere, which is the second heaven, and we think God is in the stratosphere, but our Bible tells us he measured the universe in the span of his hand, and so God sits outside of the universe, and so stop trying to put God in the universe. Yes. He's outside the universe calling the shots. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he definitely has control of the stratosphere also.
And we're seated with him, throne sitters.
And we're seated with him in heavenly places, so stop always praying. Stop always praying. Oh, glory to God. How can I say this? Anyways, I won't even go all into that.
Stop praying up. Stop praying up like we're under the circumstances.
All right.
We're seated in heavenly places in Christ. So we don't pray up, we pray down.
Come on, I wanted to say that, but I couldn't even think of how to say it good. I have two wonderful ministers, prophet in the house, and I have her husband, Minister Alex. As a matter of fact, they're just newly married. Oh, praise God. We heard a little bit of their testimony the last time. I want to even ask her some questions about, you know, what is God saying, you know, about this nation. Has God spoken to her anything about this nation and even this here county since she's been here probably about a week or two?
Yeah, has it been over a week?
Hey.
Yes. And we just celebrated our month anniversary
on Monday
last night.
Well, we're going to get into that. Amen. I want, as a matter of fact, you two go ahead and introduce yourself, because I don't think we went through that the last time. We just jumped right into the word. We're so anxious to throw this word out there. So go ahead, man. God.
Hello out there. This is James Smith. My middle name is Alex. So everyone that's known me from childhood calls me Alex. So that's why Thomas calls me Minister Alex. I've been here, you know, with you on radio a few times. And I think the last time that we talked, at the very end, a person named Celeste came up on your feed, and I said, she's a good friend of mine. I said, no, that's the love of my life. That was before we got married, because actually we got married probably like about 2 weeks after that. So this is her. This is Celeste. We've been married.
Prophecy and manifestation.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She is.
That's what I am.
She is my Ephesians 3:20. She is more than I could have ever asked or thought of. Wow, she's wild.
I'm not calling those things that be now
as though they were.
I'm
so serious.
You was trying to hold back after you released the word. The manifestation happened.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been friends. I mean, we first met back in 1998. We used to go to the same church in California.
25 years ago.
25 years ago.
We were on the same worship team.
On the same worship team.
California.
And, you know, life happens. You know, I was married. She was married. Yes. Then her marriage ended. My marriage ended. I found her on Facebook. I was just going through Facebook about 5 years ago, just looking for people in California that I hadn't seen in years. And her face popped up. So I was, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. We friend requested. Then, like, that was back in 2018. And we didn't even start messaging back and forth until the election of 2020. Then we started talking back and forth. Then the next thing you know, we reconnected, became friends again on Facebook. And then about 3 months ago, God did something.
Surprised us.
Yeah, surprised us. I was telling Celeste a few nights ago, I said, the way God put us together, this is almost like an arranged marriage. Because God was working behind the scenes so much that we didn't realize we had feelings for each other until about 2 months ago. It's like, I told her, you know, I said, Celeste, I love you. And she was like, what? I mean, came out of nowhere. You know, then 2 days later, she called back and said, you know, I love you too. That was June the 14th and June the 16th. I flew out to Tennessee to meet her for the first time in 20 years on June 29th. And then we decided on July 5th, we were going to get married on the 14th. So just like your testimony, like, yeah. You know, you met Proudest Teresa and just boom, 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 boom. Exact same thing with us. And the 14th is 1 month.
Yeah, he told me he loved me, and it took a day. It was like, you know, you want to talk about prophetically. There's different ways that you see as a prophet, or just even as a believer, you know, that we have our natural eyes,
right.
But we have spirit eyes. And sometimes I have seen, you know, like part of the prophet's ministry and apostles' ministry, you know, is that you can see angels. I have seen angels, like you, like right here. You know what I mean? That hasn't happened a lot. It's happened a couple times, but that right after he told me he loved me, my spirit eyes, you know, where you see it more in your mind's eye, it was like a Rolodex, and God started showing me like different times that we had, you know, talked, you know, because we hadn't talked a lot, but you know, we had some interaction talking, and mostly like online, I think a little bit, and so God just started Rolodexing, like, you know, just different things, and then made me realize I do love him, you know, but I never had thought of him like that way. So it was very, yeah.
Surprise.
Interesting. Surprise. Yeah, surprise to us. And then, yeah, and then that's what I said, you know, at the prior show with you, is that your wife, the date, you know, we hadn't seen each other in 25 years. So once he said he loved me and I said I loved him, he's like, okay, I need to come see you. I hadn't seen him for 25 years. So I'm living in Nashville. I was, and so he
would come to my work every once in a while, yeah. and talk you up, you know.
Okay.
You know, yeah. You know, I could tell that he was really, you know, taking a liking, I want to keep it right there. At
the liking, yes.
To you, because, you know, even though you guys, you know, probably hadn't, you know, went that far, you know, a lot of times it's just like God, when you're falling in love with God, you talk God up.
Yeah.
You know, and so he was always talking you up and just talking about some of the things that you come converse about and stuff like that. And so, you know, I knew that, you know, you were somebody that he really liked. And
we didn't have time to date. I mean, I knew him 25 years ago. I was married 20 years. You know, my ex-husband, he left the family and then he died. And, you know, and then James was married about 24 years. In fact, when we knew each other 25 years ago, we were serving at the same church on the same worship team. You know, our family's just like, great to see you. In fact, his oldest and my oldest, his little Krista, my Shane, they were like two. They were in kids' church, and they were best buds. Krista, he told me, I didn't realize this, but just recently he told me that Krista would come out of kids' church, Shane this, Shane that, Shane this. So it's just very interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
How God does things.
And then all of a sudden God began to release words of confirmation.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Yeah. And
the day before he was going to come see me, he wanted to get some clothes. So he wanted to go to a store, but God said, no, go to this other store that he didn't want to go to. See, that's when you know how God's speaking, too, if you want to talk about, you know, prophetic anointing or when God speaks, is that sometimes God will tell you to do things that you know in your soul you don't want to do. Yeah. But God's saying, no, I'm saying do this, and he won't let you go. So he was, and there's times that we disobey that.
Yeah.
And there's times that we obey it. And just like learning to drive a car, you got to learn to obey and hopefully not get into too many crashes from not obeying.
Yeah, right.
So he obeyed. Yeah. He went to the store he didn't really want to go to. And then that's where he saw your wife. And then what happened? The day before he was going to come see me.
Yeah, because that morning, Wednesday, remember, I came to see you and I got a haircut. And I said, I wanted you to be in prayer about Celeste. I didn't tell you that I was going to go see her the next day. I just said, I need you to be in prayer. And you started praying about us, and she got.
He wanted to give God space to move.
Yeah.
Because he knew that you hear from God, so he didn't tell you all the details.
Yeah, I didn't tell you all the details on purpose. And so you started praying, and like what you started praying about me and her was the first half of a prophecy she got 5 years ago.
Listen to on a monthly basis, sometimes weekly basis, to encourage myself for 5 years.
And so after the haircut, I went to go shop for some new clothes, because, you know, you want to go get some new clothes. And so I was going to go to City Trends because I was looking for a pair of colored, I was looking for like a pair of green jeans. And I was coming over Humphrey Bridge to go to City Trends, and God's like, no, go to Bell's Outlet in Rockledge. I'm like, ain't got no green jeans at Bell's. There's no green jeans in Bell's.
Green jeans.
So, so as I'm coming over Humphrey, you know, I'm getting to the right-hand lane because I'm getting ready to turn. And I was like, the more I want to turn, go to Bell's. okay, all right. So I went to Bell's. Sure enough, no green jeans because Bell's don't carry that kind of stuff. But as I'm getting ready to walk out, I look up and your wife is walking to the checkout line. So we say, hey, how you doing? She's like, how you doing? And so she's like,
it's amazing how God has us prophets to show up you in the marketplace.
That's right.
It's always seemed like when I first started, God started calling me into the ministry. I was in Merritt Square Mall. Prophet Owens showed up. Never met this man before in my life. He came up to me and says, I have a word from the Lord for you. Thus says the Lord, you're going to preach the gospel. You're going to do television. You're going to do radio. And I'm like sitting there saying, what the what? And I go to Jacksonville, and I'm Jacksonville. I'm in the mall again. There's a prophet that comes. Well, guess what? I'm doing radio.
Absolutely.
I've done television. But
absolutely.
Go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in.
So, I don't want to take up too much of your time. But pretty much I walked up, you know, we bumped into each other almost. And so I was helping her take the stuff out to the car that she had bought. And she said, so what's going on with you? I said, I'm about to go, I'm about to fly up to Tennessee tomorrow to see someone who could be my potential wife. And she looked at me, you know, jaw dropped open. She's like, I need details. So, but notice, I didn't tell you I was going up there to see it, but I told her. And so we started talking. I started talking about how I felt about Celeste. And your wife went into that prophet zone. She's like, mm-hmm. She's like, don't be surprised at how fast God is going to move. And then she started prophesying the second half of that prophecy she got 5 years ago. So you did the first half, she did the second half, and both of y'all nailed it almost word for word. And then she said, as a matter of fact, I even know what color she's going to pick for the wedding. And she nailed it. She nailed the color.
She picked my favorite color. It's like it's
Tiffany
blue.
Yes,
Tiffany blue.
She nailed
very
the color.
Beautiful.
And so then we went, and so I flew. As a matter of fact, even how I bought the plane ticket, because we were talking on the phone one night, because we could talk 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours like it was nothing. I mean, we were just goofy in love with each other the first couple of weeks when I went to see her. And
that
so,
was our dating season.
And so I'm off work every Thursday, so I was thinking I'm going to surprise her by flying up to go see her, you know, round trip there, stay 8 hours and come back.
But my spiritual dad said, you know, you can't surprise a prophet.
Right.
Which they always try to, you know, throw a birthday party for him. Dr. Dufresne, amazing man of God. He was like a son of Dad Hagen, Lester Sumrall.
Yeah.
And so what happened?
And so I'm like laying in, on the phone talking. And so I'm laying in bed on my phone looking at plane tickets. I'm thinking, I'm going to surprise her. I'm going to stop by. I'm going to surprise her. As soon as I thought that, she's like, if you're trying to surprise me when you come up here, let me know when you're coming. And I'm just like, oh, well, okay. I'm planning on coming up Thursday. And so I'm like, so we're talking, and I'm scrolling, looking at plane tickets, $600, $500, $300. And I was like, okay. So I put the phone down.
So he didn't get to surprise me.
We talked for like about another 5 minutes. Then the Lord said, now check the prices. $78.
My God. Yeah.
Just like that.
You know, I wanted to ask you, tell us, when did you first know that God was calling you into the prophetic ministry? How young? Because when I look at, Jeremiah. Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. And you were saying a little bit earlier, sometimes God, we disobey God.
Yeah,
because there are times
for
God to tell us to say something. I remember being at doing jail and prison ministry, and the Lord said to tell the people that he's getting ready to start blessing financially in the jail. And I'm like, wait now, hold on, God.
Yeah.
Don't you know these folks in jail?
Counterintuitive. You know? Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
This ain't making no kind of picking sense. And I did not want to say it.
Yep.
I went ahead and got brave enough to say it.
Yeah.
And when I left from that place, I was discouraged. I was like, oh, Lord, why did I say that? I know they were sitting there saying, does this nut know we in jail, right? I didn't even want to go back to the jail to do jail and prison ministry. But when I got there, my God, a person stood up to testify, and he says, my dad brought a check and showed it to me through the window. Somebody sent me $5,000. Another person stood up and says, since I've been in jail, he says that someone took credit cards out of my name, and he says, my roommate showed me how to write and dispute them, and they turn around and sent me a check. What am I saying? I'm saying that finances begin to break out. Come on, somebody. In
jail.
Broward County. Jail. There are times when you don't want to say, because God will tell you to say something that's crazy, that's out there.
Yeah.
You're like, are you kidding me? You know. But go ahead, tell us, when did you first know that God was calling you into the ministry?
Well, my parents, my father actually is German. He came to America when he was 16 or maybe 13, and then he got into the military I think around 16. My mom was from California. She ended up going, when she was very young, she went to San Francisco to go be in like a fashion institute school. They met very quickly on the streets of San Francisco, and I think within a week, a very now marriage, like fast marriage like yours and like ours, they got married. They ended up, you know, getting pregnant with me and then moving out to Hawaii. I was there for a couple years. Then they came back. My mom, she had issues in her life. He ended up going, he was in the American military. He ended up being out in the seas and stuff, not staying in America too much. He was out like in Guam and all those places. So around the time that I was like two or three, my grandparents were older when they had my mom. So they couldn't take care of me. They knew that. So they were going to give me up. They were going to put me in the system because they just knew that they were like in their 70s, you know, and my mom couldn't take care of me. But somehow they had talked to, my grandma had talked to like, I think it was her sister, and then her sister talked to like someone down the road in the family, and it was just really a distant cousin, but I ended up calling her my aunt out of just like honor. She heard about me, came and got me that week, and she raised me, and because of her, I have the faith that I have. I mean, she, you know, and so the Lord really allowed me to be taken from my parents the way Samuel was, you know. So then when I was probably about 4 or 5, you know, and she would teach me about the Lord, and we'd have little Bible studies sometimes. So I always had a Bible, and probably around the age of 6, I'm trying to remember, I struggle with like dates and ages. Minister Alex is amazing. He's a computer. I'm not, but well, I am, you know, the Lord, he speaks through me, but I'm at his whim, you know. It says, Peter said that, you know, we prophesy as we're moved on by God. And so I need him to move on me with the numbers. But anyways, so I would be on my bed, and you just said the Jeremiah 1. Literally, I can't tell you how many times I'd be on my bed as a kid, and Jeremiah 1 would be what I would be reading. About, do not be afraid of their faces. Speak what I tell you to speak. You know, even though you're a youth, I would read that over and over and over and over as a child by myself on my little twin bed. And then one day, I remember the Lord, I was just sitting there with my Bible. I was very young. I mean, somewhere between like 6 and 10, very young. And the Lord told me, you're going to be like the prophet Nathan. So I knew enough to look in my little concordance, look for Nathan. And I was looking up scriptures, like trying to find like scriptures of Nathan. And there was very few that really talked. It wasn't like Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Samuel where there's like all these like, you know, paragraphs. It's like very little. And like Nathan, he just talked to the king and told him he shouldn't do something. He shouldn't, you know, treat his neighbor that way and take his wife. And I'm like, well, he's boring. I mean, I literally sat out there on my bed. And I was like, well, there's hardly anything about Nathan.
I
don't want
to be like him. I'd rather be like such and such.
And I'm like,
you know?
I don't want to just talk to the king like, what? And I remember being irritated. You know, that's somehow we know that God talks to us, because like what you said, it wasn't something you wanted to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And that wasn't something I wanted to hear. It wasn't frilly. It wasn't girly. It wasn't anything interesting. You know, Jeremiah was interesting. I love Samuel. He's interesting.
Yeah.
But like Nathan wasn't. But I've had Nathan moments where God has taken me. I've moved like 9 times. Most of my life I lived in California. Okay. You know, I'm 52. Most of my life I've lived in California. But the last, like, 10 years, the Lord has had me moving around the United States, okay. You know. And that was actually prophesied by someone that came from Turkey. Well, she was a missionary to Turkey. She was American, but she had lived in Turkey. She came out to, actually, Nashville probably about 10 years ago. Lindo Cooley, he was the head, he was the pianist for the Brownsville Revival that was well known here in Florida. So she said that, 9 years ago, just before my ex-husband left the family, ended up dying, she said that the Lord's going to take you around, you know, because until then, I was always like in training centers for quite a long time serving men of God, you know, and that's how God will train a prophet.
Right.
I was trained under a prophet, Dr. Dufresne. You know, he was a prophet to the nations. He really helped many ministers. He helped save their lives. And so, where was I at? Well, anyway, so God said through her that, you know, that I would move and stuff. And so that's what happened. The Lord, the last 10 years has really moved me around America. You know, he would just tell me where to go, and he would always provide for me. So, you know, sometimes God will have you, and a lot of times when he had me move, it's not where I wanted to move.
Right.
Like one time I tried to move to Hawaii, back to Hawaii, because, you know, I was there. Like, no, he moved me to Florida. So God will call Yeah, God will call a prophet. That's one thing I told your wife last night. It's like, when God, if you really want God to speak through you, then you really need to know that your life is not your own.
Yeah.
And you have to be doing, be willing. You know, when we got married very quickly, you know, I'm very girly. I wanted the dress, the ring, the everything, the time to plan. Like, my brain was saying that, my soul was wanting that. Yeah. But the Lord's like, kept giving me my dad's birth date.
Yeah.
You know. So so back to that question, I knew because the Lord started speaking to me, and then he started in my later years bringing me to different territories and speaking to leaders the way that Nathan would speak to leaders.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. You know, I tell you, man, we went to dinner yesterday, and, you know, it was just like you get these two prophets together, man, and they were just going. They were just going, and me and Minister Alex, we were just kind of outside the box, just kind of listening, and, you know.
Eating and looking at each other while they're talking.
That's it. That's it.
That was awesome, though. That's it was just awesome to, just there, to watch them flow like that.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes. Is there anything that that God has said to you about this nation or even about this county? We might have to tap back into that during the next session, but anything about this nation?
Well, about this nation, I mean, he spoke to, he told me to start preaching online at the time of the election, to be a voice of truth when our country didn't want to hear the truth, because then we had to come to grips that we had a real problem with criminals taking over our country.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people, they just wanted to dismiss that thought. But then what I was telling Minister Alex, my husband, last night was that what you realize is that, you know, you wouldn't dismiss a criminal taking your car.
Right.
You wouldn't dismiss a criminal taking your house.
Right.
And yet a house and a car is very disposable. I mean, after 10 years, you want a new car. Okay, but this is our country. So now you have people that if our election was stolen, they have you know, the keys to the gates of our country.
Right.
They have the keys to the gates of our medical system, to where our kids learn, where they're being taught.
I'm glad you're saying that, because a lot of times people don't realize that prophets are gatekeepers. Come on, who is that? Jeremiah, where the Lord says, I'm sending you to the nations. Elisha controlled the kingdom from his prayer chamber. Come on, when the king of Syria kept trying to invade Israel, come on, the prophet would say, hey, beware of this. They're coming this way. They're doing this. They're plotting that. Why? He was controlling what was going on, because guess what? Prophets are gatekeepers. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. God have people that are assigned to keep the gates. Oh, glory to God. And we want to push because the problem in the body of Christ is that we want to push the power gifts to the back of the bus. Can I tell you something? We need the power gifts. Come on. We need these gifts that God has given unto the body of Christ. And this is why the church is in the state that it's in, because guess what? Now you got, they're trying to introduce all of these abominations. Abominations are coming and happening in the body of Christ. And we can do this now. We can do that now. Why? You know, when you need the fivefold ministry, the structure is for the perfecting or the maturing of the saints. You wonder why we haven't come to a place of maturity in the body of Christ. You can't come to a place of maturity without the gifts, that are all of the gifts that God has given. And so we have a lot of ignorant people walking around, you know, trying to call shots. You need the fivefold ministry. The prophet is not done away with.
And we need to be moved by compassion. Jesus was moved by compassion. And I have actually worked in schools in two states, several schools, in elementary schools, middle schools. I've spent probably about 5 years working in schools, and so I had compassion for other people's kids, which was, you know, other people's kids, not just my kids, but other people's kids. So when I know what they're teaching and trying to push in those schools, those are like my kids, because we need to have compassion. So that's the thing about the false prophets. They don't have compassion what they need to have compassion for. Do you care about your communities? Do you care about your single parents? Do you care about marriages? Do you care about those kids in the schools?
Good.
See, that's the disconnect there.
That's good.
That's how they get false, and then they become, or they just want to, like, you know, steal from, you know, it says in the New Testament about, you know, some prophets being false. They want to steal from.
Yeah. Take. They want to take. Well, we got to close it down. Yeah. I tell you what, it seems like every time it get good, you know, we praise God, we end up having to bring it home because we're out of time. All right, praise the Lord. Well, this is Thomas Robinson, my two wonderful, powerful guests. We thank God for them being here. We got to go ahead and bring it on in. God bless you, and stay tuned for, minute 20 seconds? Oh, okay, all right, praise God. Now, we're located 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. We're Victory International Praise. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. We want to invite you to come. Amen. God is doing great things, mighty things. We want to take this one last minute. Praise God. There may be someone that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you want to come on into the body of Christ, and we want to lead you through the sinner's prayer. And so just repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner, and I need a Savior. You sent your Son Jesus Christ
to
die on the cross for my sins. I repent of my sins. And I ask you to take everything out of me. That's not like you. And to come into my life. And be my Lord. My Savior. And my God. I thank you. I receive the eternal life.
I
receive you.
As
my salvation. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We just wanted to throw that out there. Give someone an opportunity that might be, you know, on the borderline of thinking about getting saved. All right, we're turning you back into the hands of Brother Danny. God bless you. We love you.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.
Thank you, Lord.